Many of us sit in despair over the state of the world today, and the state of our country in particular. Things that seemed to make sense just a few years ago seem to be turned on their heads. Do we now live in a state of post-truth politics, where anything can be said with impunity, where anything goes? A group of poor, unarmed asylum seekers can be turned into a threat to the nation that requires deployment of troops to the border? Many of us stand back in sheer horror at this post-truth age. And so I wonder, what stories will we tell about the year 2018? What will we remember of these years? I've spent a lot of time reading essays and letters by former dissidents who opposed the communist regimes of Eastern Europe. These countries, under Soviet domination for at least four decades, were dictatorships that denied basic rights and freedoms to their citizens. It was dangerous to stand up to the communists. Forced exile or jail were the typical consequences of speaking out against the regime. When thinking back to the communist era, it's perhaps easiest to remember the repression and military buildups. And I do remember this, but I am also inspired. Former dissident, playwright, philosopher, and president of Czechoslovakia, Václav Havel, was one of my heroes. He went to jail for years for speaking out publicly about his convictions. As our opening words showed, he contemplated the meaning of hope in a world seemingly devoid of hope. A major theme for Havel was our connection to others, and thus our moral obligation to try to make the world more just. While in prison, Havel reflected on human identity and its profound connection to human responsibility. Havel wrote, "The secret of man is the secret of his responsibility." These ruminations on hope and identity and responsibility are what I remember from the history of Soviet-style communism. Of course, we must remember the terrible things that happened in its name. But we also must remember that in times of crisis, we as human beings very often rise to the challenge of dealing with that crisis. And in the process, beautiful ideas and actions bubble to the surface. What will we remember from these times? Will it be potential threats to our constitutional order, dramatization of a supposed immigration crisis, insults of world leaders, attacks on journalists? Yes, I believe we'll remember all of that. And I hope we remember human responsibility. And above all, hope, as Havel describes it, not as blind optimism, but in doing something because it is good. During perhaps our darkest time as a nation, and speaking out against slavery, abolitionist Frederick Douglass also embraced hope in his famous 4th of July oration of 1852. Douglass said, "Allow me to say in conclusion, notwithstanding the dark picture I have this day presented of the state of the nation, I do not despair of this country. There are forces in operation which must inevitably work the downfall of slavery. I therefore leave off where I began, with hope. No abuse, no outrage can now hide itself from the all-pervading light." So what will you remember from today? What will you hold up as beacons of hope in this dark time?